Welcome to Building Fortunes Radio. Make sure you check us out at buildingfortunesradio.com. Along with our marketing partners, we're here to help our PM Marketing Network Lead customers build their businesses and make the world a better place. At Building Fortunes, we know how much your business means to you and the people important to you. So spread the word, tell a friend, join our newsletter, and go make a difference in your world. Now on to our show with your host, Peter Mingles.
Hello, everyone. Peter Mingles here. You're listening to us on Building Fortunes Radio. That's www.buildingfortunesradio.com. For all those people that might be unfamiliar with my voice because you might be a first-time listener, my name again is Peter Mingles. I started this whole radio show as a result of wanting a platform to be able to give microphones to people that were doing the right things in home-based businesses. See, you could just probably imagine, there's a lot of really great things about home-based businesses that you don't really know about. And I said to myself, I want to make sure that we put the right people in front of you. So if you're listening in on Building Fortunes Radio today, I have a really exceptional guest. She's a great person. She's going to tell you a little bit about her background. But I know her as one of our regular customers. Her name is Denise Jackson. And Denise, as you'll hear, she has an interesting background, and she's really committed to doing some stuff with home-based businesses, and she's a really good person. So as a result of that, I wanted to have her showcased on her own Building Fortunes radio show, and we're going to call this one the Totally Unstoppable Income Radio Show. So if you go look on Building Fortunes Radio, go look for Denise Jackson if you want to hear this again, and then also go to the Totally Unstoppable Income Radio Show, where you'll be able to hear this and be able to share with other people. She's got a very unique background, as you'll hear, and she's doing some really cool things with her life and the stages that she's in her life, and it's perfect if you are looking for someone to be mentored by somebody who really has a lot of experience to be able to help pick up their income. And in today's trying times, where there's lots of opportunities but also lots of challenges all over the place, this is a great time to be working with Denise Jackson. So, Denise, thanks for being here.
Thank you, and good morning. I'm on the West Coast, so I say good morning to Peter, and thank you for having me. I appreciate this, and I appreciate the opportunity, and hello to everyone who's listening.
Excellent. Now, I know some parts about you, but not everything, because you're a regular customer of ours, and we talk about the business that you're doing as opposed to the person that you are. But I know you're a great person. I know a little bit about your background. But for the first-time listeners, share with them a little bit about who you are. So, you know, work background, personal background as well, so they see if they're working with you in a home-based business, they're working with a good person. So tell us a little bit about you.
Okay, I'll be glad to. I'm a human being female, and I'm a person who is very compassionate about people being able to live life on their own terms. I worked for the federal government, and I worked for them for 28 years before retiring. I retired in 2017. And I retired early, because I wanted to pursue a home-based business, and I got into a home-based business before I retired, and it was something that I really enjoyed. I worked for the federal government. I worked actually for the Drug Enforcement Administration, and I worked there for 28 years, and what I did there is I helped agents. I was an analyst, and I helped agents put together cases against drug traffickers. I was part of the whole case because I did a lot of the background, digging up the information on the suspects, on the anything connected with the case. I was responsible for digging up all of the information, and as well, I would go to court. I'd have to give testimony in court. We went out on search warrants. We had our training was 11 weeks long in Quantico, Virginia. So we had, you know, a really good 14 weeks long, I'm sorry, in Quantico, Virginia. So to be able to do the job, we were very well equipped. But that's what I did for 28 years, and I decided that I was two, three, 4 years out from retiring with a full retirement, But I decided and I felt in my own heart that it was time for me to move on. And I think we all get to that point where we know it's time for us to move on. So that's what I did. I moved on. And from there, I started doing my home-based business, which I really, really enjoy. And what I really enjoy about it is that it's something that I can do to help myself, and it's also something that I can do to help other people to help themselves. And I think that becomes even more important now with the things that we have recently all been facing together. This pandemic situation has kind of leveled out the playing field, I think, for everybody. So I'm excited to be able to help other people also. And I also am a part-time pastor of a small church here in Southern California, a small but loving congregation. And I'm a pastor. So with that said, I'm also even more, you know, I have even a greater interest in being able to help people and, you know, to help people to feel comfortable also, because there's a lot of things that are going on and people aren't really, really doing what they say they're doing. So, you know, this gives me an opportunity also to help people and really to be able to gain the trust, you know, of people that, you know, they're not going to get ripped off or scammed or anything like that. So I think that's a little bit about where I was versus where I am now and versus where I'm going.
Right, so great information. So part of the DEA, the Drug Enforcement Administration, you learned a lot about ethics, obviously, legalities, certainly. You know, you're putting together cases, so you know the difference between what's legal and what's not legal, specifically in the drug industry,
yes,
of course. And then also being a pastor, you learn a lot about what's going on with people's lives. And I take a look at today. As far as, like, when I say today, you know, this is August of 2020 for those people that might be listening to a dated radio show, because this is going to be up there for a while. But today, just like ever before, it's challenging times. There's a lot of people that really need more control over their livelihoods. Like you said, you wanted more control and over their income specifically. So with all the stuff that's going on with the pandemic, with all the stuff that's going on with, you know, the government bailouts or whatever, with all the uncertainty that's happening with any kind of a job, whether it's an industry, our whole economy was really turned upside down. And you might be listening to this 5 years later, so maybe we're on the other side of this. But in 2025, it might be a little bit different, or it might be way different. But the reality in 2020, there's a lot of uncertainty. And I think really the only certainty that you can have is from yourself. And being involved in your own home-based business, where you can control a lot of the variables, is key. So I'll let you comment on that, and then we'll move into some other topic. But I think it's really important for a lot of people to realize that the level of security has to come from the individual. It's not going to come from a regular job anymore. So I'll let you comment on that.
No, and I do, you know, as a person that's just recently retired, and I came through the federal government, and I came literally rose from the basement level, because when I joined the federal government, I didn't have a degree, I didn't have experience, so I came in as just basically at the basement level, you know, of jobs. And I rose up because I went to school, I got my education and got my degree, and I was able to get into a career position with the federal government. And one of the things that I think is very, very key is when I retire, you know, when you retire, your income level stays the same. It doesn't, you don't get those raises, you know, those automatic raises and the things that you got when you were working. So it became necessary really for me to, because I didn't want to go back to working for someone else. So it became necessary for me to find something that I could do that I wanted to do. And I wanted to do something that I had a passion for doing. And this is, going back to work for somebody else was not on my radar. It was just not on the radar for me. So that's where I ended up, why I ended up where I'm at. Now, one of the things that Peter touched on, and I think is very key, is that I did, you know, we had to have a top maintain, not just have, but maintain a top secret clearance in order to stay employed in the positions that we were in, because they were career positions. There's every position in, when you work for the Drug Enforcement Administration, requires a certain level of background. But the higher up you go, the more the background changes. So I had to have and maintain a top secret clearance level in order to keep my job. I had to go to testify in court. I had to go out on search warrants. There was a lot of legality that's connected with that position that requires you to have and maintain that top secret clearance. And there's also a level of integrity. There were standards of conduct that we had to meet and maintain also. And we had to sign, we had to have background financial investigations, background investigations every 5 years. We had to do every year, we had to do the standards of conduct. So there were things that you had to adhere to from an integrity standpoint and from a legal standpoint in order to maintain your position there. And that's what I came away from there with, that level of integrity. And I see a lot of a lack of that, you know, when I look at other people and look at what they're doing and look at how, you know, I watch my own self sometimes getting scammed by, you know, certain people. And what I really think is really important, and what I really like to do, is make sure that people understand that when they are dealing with me or they're talking with me, that there's a certain level of integrity. And there's a level of integrity that we all must have if we want people to relate to us in a certain way. If you don't have that level of integrity, you can get people that are going to relate to you in that way too, because there's people that don't have that level of integrity, just like you might not have it. But I think that we should all have and keep a certain level of integrity, and especially when we're saying that we're trying to help people, because you're not trying to help people if you don't have a certain level of integrity. My pastoring helps with that too, because I, you know, I'm very passionate about people, and I'm very passionate to see people do the best that they can do. And people, if you call people in my church, they'll verify that, because I am constantly encouraging them to, you know, be the best that you can be and do the best that you can do in life, because we only get this life one time.
Perfect example. So in reference to that, you have the great work ethics, and I'm sure you brought your head with you when you retired. It's not something that 28 years worth of a lifestyle, if you will, gets eliminated once you retire. So you bring that with you. And then also the moral compass. I'll just say the moral compass of being a pastor and being responsible for helping to be a mentor is, like, crucial. And that also is going to help people that look up to you when they're starting to build a home-based business. We're going to do this. We're going to take a little commercial break. You're listening to Denise Jackson on the Totally Unstoppable Income Radio Show. We'll be right back.
Thanks for listening to Building Fortunes Radio. If you sell a product or service, then you should check out PMMarketingsNetworkLead.com. Just visit www.networklead.com. For over 18 years, PM Marketing has helped distributors build their home-based businesses through lead generation, website development, automated email delivery systems, and sales training. If you're looking for a way to increase your skills and increase the number of people that see your product or opportunity, networklead.com can help. To learn more, visit www.networklead.com. Ask about their lead management system, capture pages, personalized websites, MLM training, Humongous Blogs, the Humongous Classified Ad Network, Building Fortunes Radio, or their webinar schedule. NetworkLead.com can be your one-stop shop for everything you need. And now, back to our show.
And we are back. Peter Mingles here with Denise Jackson. We are talking about the Totally Unstoppable Income Radio Show. We found out a little bit about your background during the first half of the radio show, and I certainly appreciate that. And as we were talking before we came on the air, probably have lots of stories and lots of examples of the 28 years plus being a pastor as well. So lots of life lessons, lots of, if you will, predictable patterns. So we can talk a little bit now more about the direction that you're moving. So I know you said you picked a home-based business. I know, based on the things that you've told us and the things I know about you, you could be successful with whatever you put your mind to. So where are you focusing on now? What is there a specific kind of an industry? Is there a specific kind of a product? Where is your focus?
I am focused now. I was involved in a network marketing business that kind of centered around product, and I still do that. But I also do another one, and the one that I'm doing now does not center around product. It does not center around having to maintain an auto ship because, you know, a lot of the network marketing plans or businesses now, they center around product. They center around maintaining an auto ship. Like, for instance, the one that I have, I have to maintain at least a $100 a month auto ship. And there's one that I'm involved in right now, and I want to just kind of touch on it because what I would really love is for people, if they're interested, to just contact me, and I can, you know, really share the information. But what I really love about this one that I'm in now is there's no product. Well, there is a product, but it's not a physical product that you have to consume like every month or that you have to purchase every month. This is like you join one time, you pay your fee to join one time, and that's all. That's it. And what I really like about it is I feel like, you know, where we're at now, that a lot of people can't afford to, you know, do an auto ship like every month. And I think we're moving into this new plan that or business that I'm working. It's really a totally new concept, and it just started. This is the other great part about it is that this project just started this year, and already it's just taking off. And the good part about it is that you can't absorb it. Like you can't absorb the market or corner the market on it, you know, so quickly that people can't get involved in really be able to benefit from it. So that's what I really love about it. I love that, you know, you have to apply yourself and there's some work that you have to do, but it's not hard work. It's just being diligent and being just being consistent, you know, and being focused. And I love it, and it's something that, you know, I don't want to mention it on here, but I do want to say those things about it, that there's no auto ship. There's no, you know, monthly, even in the other company, I have to pay a yearly membership fee that they instituted now, but there's none of that in this. And I think that, you know, as we move into these years to come, you know, we already see things are changing now, and we have to be able to embrace something else, and not just embrace it, but something that's really going to help people. And I don't talk about things that I don't feel are really going to help people. And I feel like this is something, as well as the other, you know, thing. It's all about what people decide they want and what best fits what they need and what they feel like they need. But I feel like this is something that's really going to be the wave of the future, and it's something that just started. It started in March of 2020, and I was blessed and privileged to have it introduced to me, and so now I am excited to be able to share it with other people.
Excellent. So let's talk about that for a second. If somebody wants to get in touch with you, how would they do that?
They can email me at OnToSuccess, it's ON2Success@yahoo.com, and let me know that you wanted to talk to me about the radio program this morning, or you can feel free to call me. I'll give you my personal cell phone number, which is area code 626-675-6991. I'm on the West Coast, so if you're just keep in mind wherever you're calling from, the time difference, but it doesn't matter. You can call me. If I'm asleep, of course, you'll have to leave a message. But, you know, feel free to contact me. Hello?
We're here. We're good.
Okay, I'm also, I want to say I'm grateful to be working with Mr. Peter Mingles and the LMS Leads because I've set up a website for them also, and I could give you the website number, but I prefer, the website information, but I prefer for you to call me, and I will give you that information, and that will lead you to a lot of the information about what I'm talking about also.
Excellent. So for those people that might have grabbed a pen, if you want to email, you can email on2success@yahoo.com, and it's the number 2. So O-N, the number 2, success, S-U-C-C-E-S-S, at yahoo.com, or you can call 626-675-6991. We'll give that out one more time before the end of the radio show. So here's what I've learned so far. You're a really good person, got a great moral compass, meaning like you're doing things in the right direction. You have a lot of experience in a lot of different areas. You picked this opportunity because of a lot of reasons. One of them that, hey, let's face it, everybody needs consumable products. But there are some people that don't, maybe sometimes they don't want to have the pressure of the auto ship or the need for the physical inventory, or also some of the supply chain issues. I mean, some of the things that are out there as a result of physical products, they're kind of tough because of shipments and a whole bunch of other issues. People have to worry about different things related to that. So this is, sounds like more of an intangible product where it could be more digital, and that gives people a lot more flexibility. Is there an age range? For instance, do you have to be super old or super young or super anything to be able to be successful at this, or does it have a wide approach for people part-time or full-time?
It has a wide approach, and you can do it part-time or full-time. And it really is just for people that want to do something different. And what I like about this one, and any network marketing, this is not network marketing. And that's the other thing I like about it. It has an aspect of networking, but it's not network marketing. It's entirely different from the network marketing program that I am a part of. That's why I can say I know it's not network marketing. But what it is people helping people. And all you have to have is a desire. That's what you have to have, a desire to want to do better for yourself and a desire to help other people. And the other great thing about this one is that you don't necessarily have to have people, because of the way this program is set up, you don't have to bring other people in if you don't desire to. But I can say this, that it helps you to go higher faster if you share it with other people. And if it's something as where people are helping people, then obviously it's going to benefit all of us to share it with other people. That's why I'm on here right now sharing it with other people in hopes that other people will hear and become interested and excited. Because once you hear about it, you can't help but become excited about it. But it's for any age, level, or group.
Excellent. Now, there's a whole bunch of people that might be listening in who might not have ever thought about working from home before. I know personally that my situation with my daughter-in-law, she's afraid to send her kids back to school, or a kid, we have one granddaughter, back to school because of the coronavirus thing. And then if I were older, or maybe somewhat immune compromised, I would really be a little bit concerned about going to the workplace. So there's a lot of people that are even thinking about working from home, even if it's not to make the same level of income they were making before, just a good part-time income to be able to do some stuff. And there's a lot of retirees, there's a lot of high school kids, there's a lot of people that are going to pass college up this year because they don't know, and they don't want to sit they don't want to sit at home and have to pay the tuition of sitting in the classroom, if you know what I mean. So there's a lot of people in that transition making decisions right now. Why is what you're doing ideal for those types of people?
Well, number one is because the first thing is because of what it will allow you. Once you attain like the level that you want to attain, and everybody's level is different. What everybody desires to achieve from what they're doing, it's different for everybody. But I can honestly say this, that once you achieve this, is that you will be able to have, that's why it's this program is called Totally Unstoppable Income. Number one, because once you begin to gain income from this, You is unstoppable. And once you see how the program is set up, you will see that. It's good for people that want to be able to be at home. It opens up, it creates opportunities for you. If you want to be at home, to be able to maintain yourself, maintain your lifestyle, maintain your bills, you know, keep things going while you're at home. It's good for college students. It's good for retirees. It's good for seniors. It's good for anybody who's looking for something to do, especially during this time right now, because during this time right now, we're all faced with changes. We're faced with challenges. As a church pastor, I had to just stop midstream, and I had to, you know, relearn and redo and rearrange, and, you know, so this is good because it helps you to be able to do that. And that's why I was happy to give out my personal cell phone number, my email contact information, because I want to share it with people, because I believe and I know that it's something that will help with all of the things that Mr. Peter Mingles just mentioned, is that it will help with all of that. You know what? It will help with the student, the homemaker, or the mom who wants to homeschool their children from home. You know what? It just creates opportunities for us to be able to do what it is that we want to do and we need to do. It will create an opportunity for us to be able to do that.
Excellent. So if you're interested in working with somebody that's really good, you want to work with Denise Jackson, you can call her up at 626-675-6991, 626-675-6991. Denise, I guess that's also a cell phone, so that's a text number too. So somebody might be able to text you as well. And then you can email her on on2success@yahoo.com. On and then the number 2, success@yahoo.com. So call her up at 626-675-6991 and get the mentorship that you really truly need. And it sounds like plugging into an opportunity that can help give you that totally unstoppable income on the Totally Unstoppable Income Radio Show. So Denise, I'll let you close it up. You got about a minute, and I'll let you wrap it up however you like.
Okay, I just want to say first, thank you for having me on this show. And I really hope and pray that people that are listening understand that we're in a whole different era. We've all automatically and immediately been taken to just a whole different era. But it's a doable era. It's something that opens for us different opportunities. And I would just encourage you to grab hold of opportunities that are presented to you that are good opportunities that will help you.
Excellent. Okay, good. We're going to catch everybody next time on Building Fortunes Radio. If you go to buildingfortunesradio.com, you'll be able to find the Totally Unstoppable Income Radio Show there, or do a search for Denise Jackson. So that's Denise Jackson, and we'll see everybody next time on Building Fortunes Radio.
You've been listening to Building Fortunes Radio on buildingfortunesradio.com. Thanks for listening. Be sure to check us out every Friday at 5 p.m. Eastern Time for the designated Building Fortunes Radio segment with Peter Mingle. Be sure to check out the buildingfortunesradio.com website for our featured segments. It's been our privilege to have you listen in. At Building Fortunes Radio, we wish you the success you deserve and are willing to work for. So spread the word, tell a friend, join our newsletter, and go make a difference in your world.